to Much Rock Podcast number 300. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Nude Beach from Brooklyn, New York. The name of that song is I Can't Keep the Tears from Falling, and that's on the band's new album, 77, which just came out October 21st on Don Giovanni Records. That is a fantastic album. It is power pop gems. I really liked the last album. This album is so much better and definitely will end up in my top albums of the year. I just can't get enough of that one. It is great. So many good power pop bands happening right now, and that makes me very happy. Is it time for another go-round? I hope so. I've still got my skinny tie, and I'm ready to go. Coming up, lots of interesting music for you this week, and not a lot of talking because, well, it's late. The podcast is late. I'm tired, and it really should be bedtime. So let's jump into something else here. This is Rancid with the song Collision Course.
Did I mention to you about my punk rock radio? Words don't apply, all my punks are not stereo. Chances are burning by the fiddle, right? The corner people go from blasting all the reggae all the night. Oh, jam 69 roads, reggae on my table with a 45 record down. The dark table with a doorstep kicking me. Took away it with a song, come around and let the song begin. Sing it, we're on a mission. Got no remorse. 100 miles an hour.
I'm so self-aware, it's crippling. I love that line. That is Single Mothers from London, Ontario with the song Marbles. That's on the band's new album, Negative Qualities, which came out October 7th on Dine Alone or Hot Charity, depending on where you are in the world. And before that, we heard from Rancid with the song Collision Course. That is on the band's new album, Honor is All We Know, released October 27th on Hellcat Records. Nice to have that Bay Area band back. If you're a fan of Rancid in the olden days, you're going to be a fan of this album. I don't think they're going to win any converts with the album. Not much has changed. And I don't think anything is quite as exciting groundbreaking as it was, you know, back in 1993 or so, whenever Rancid hit the first time. But it's a very solid album, and definitely, as I said, if you're a fan of Rancid, you're going to be a fan of that album. I guess now's the time of the podcast, traditionally, where I confess how it works. I have not planned a fantastic podcast with you, looking for great themes and picking my favorite tracks from my record collection. Instead, what I've done is I'm just sharing with you the new music I got this week. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play my favorite tracks on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. And I know you don't come here week after week to hear me talk, so let's jump into some new music here. This is new from Sally Ford, Coulda Been.
Oh, Are you gonna share your secret? Or will you leave me guessing for days? Is it up to me to read you? Figure out a pattern in your ways? Are you just cold to me because you are afraid to be another shipwreck? Gonna share our excitement, or do we simply have to let it die? All you do is scold me with your silence. All I do is suffer and fight. This bubbling feeling whenever you're appearing. About your day and night, girl. Think about your night and day. Think about you all the time, girl. And I can keep my hands off you if only I would know that you are also having sleepless nights. If I will make a choice now, I would only lose now. Better keep calm, keep my dream.
My, that was a fantastic trio of songs there, ending things off there with Jen Wood with the song Fell in Love. That is on the new album Wilderness, which just came out October 24th on New Granada Records. Jen Wood, based out of Seattle, Washington, and a solo artist and a guitarist for a long time, though I think she's put together a more stable band and shifted over to piano and created an interesting new sound. I like that song quite a bit. The rest of the album, well, it kind of blends into nothingness for me, but sometimes it's nice to blend into nothingness. You can listen to that one online, see if it's something that interests you. Before that, we heard from Erland Oya. I think that's how it's pronounced. My Norwegian is not so good. That is Ping Pong from the album Legeo. That is just released October 3rd on Bubbles. Erland Oya is based out of London now, but I think he's from Oslo. You may know him as half of Kings of Convenience, or of his Whitest Boy in the World project. And speaking of the Whitest Boy in the World, that album there is an interesting project from him. And it's largely kind of reggae rhythms there with a, I don't know, even like a maybe a late 70s, early 80s soft rock sort of feel to the whole thing. It's weird. I don't particularly like it, but his lyrics are so good that, you know, I just keep listening again and again and again. And so you know, listen to that one. See if it's something that is going to work for you. And then we started this set off there with Sally Ford with the song Could Have Been. That is on her new album, Slapback. Came out October 14th on Vanguard Records, based out of Portland, Oregon. And I think she's working with a pretty stable lineup now for the last year or two, I think. I saw her last year at the Right Room in Kansas City, put on a good show. And I'll be seeing her again in a couple of weeks, or actually next week in Boston, and maybe even the week after in Kansas City if things go well in Boston. Looking at the concert calendar, some interesting things coming up. I'm trying to poke my head out there a little bit more, thinking maybe work is going to let me get down to Boston for a show or two. Tonight is Potty Mouth at Great Scott's. I would love to be there. On the 6th, Allo Darlin is playing at the Middle East upstairs, and that'll be a great show. On the 7th, Varma Cross is playing at the Jackpot in Lawrence, Kansas. On the 8th, DOCs is playing at the Riot Room in Kansas City. Somebody great is opening for that as well. I can't remember who. Somebody local, but great. On the 8th is also Empty Moon playing at the Replay, and I think Empty Moon is the project of Brandon from 4th of July. And that's maybe a CD release or maybe just a first show ever. I don't know, but whatever the case is, I hope I can make it out there. On the 12th, Sally Ford playing at the Great Scott. On the 14th, Onward Crispin Glover and others are playing at the Brick. That might be some sort of benefit, I believe, for some area school in town. It's Onward Crispin Glover. I haven't seen them in decades, literally. On the 15th, High Dave and Ponies are playing their very final show at the Replay in Lawrence, Kansas. On the 21st, Sally Ford is coming to the Record Bar in Kansas City. On the 22nd, Dead Girls are playing a show at the Replay, and there's some other good bands on that bill as well, so maybe I'll make that one. On the 27th, if you're going to be around for Thanksgiving in Kansas City, go see Harmar Superstar and Pizza Underground at the Record Bar. On the 28th, stick around for the twofer at the Record Bar, I guess, and see In the Pines, a reunion show there as, I guess, Brad Hodgson coming back home to visit his family over Thanksgiving and putting back together the band for a track there. Talked to Brad not long ago, and he said there actually will be a second In the Pines album, and they've just been recording it for the last 8 years. So we'll see how that happens, but they should certainly have some new music for you at that show. Looking a little further out, December 8th, Exit Verse, which is ex-karate, is playing at Great Scott in Boston. And the 19th, Speedy Ortiz and Lemuria playing at Great Scott. I so want to be at that show, but I think I'm supposed to be back in Kansas City on the night of the 18th, so maybe I stick around an extra day just to see Speedy Ortiz and Lemuria, because wow, what a show, right? Anyway, I've talked enough. Those are some shows. You should go see shows. You should go see live music. You should visit the Too Much Rock website, where you can read all about my encounter with Iron Maiden, Motorhead, and the Ramones, or maybe cover bands of each, playing at Vandals a couple weeks ago. So let's wrap things up. I got one track left for you here. The track is, excuse me, I'm possibly dine. The track is from Trophy Wife, a band from Philadelphia, PA. I think a twosome, actually, though a very loud and full and wonderful and composed band. Some of the songs kind of drift into almost post-rock territory, but the song I'm going to play is a little more narrative, a little more focused, I think. It's called Audrey's Song. It's been the band's new album, All the Sides, which was just released October 4th on Dead Tank Records, or maybe Dead Tank Cassettes, because I think this is a cassette. You can find it on Bandcamp, pay some money, get that little piece of antiquated plastic shipped to you, or just stream it if that's more of your speed. But this is a very good album, and it's a band that I would love to see live. I got to figure out how to make that happen and where that will happen. So let's wrap things up here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Trophy Wife with Audrey's Song.
Thank you.